السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing from the book Be Mindful of Allah, written by Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, be mindful of the head and stomach. The head and stomach are further examples of what a believer should safeguard, as can be seen from the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as quoted by Imam Ahmad and Tirmizi. Translation: modesty demands shame before Allah. Modesty demands shame before Allah. An individual should guard his head and what it retains, and guard his internal body and what it contains. Guarding the head and what it retains includes protecting the hearing, sight, and tongue from prohibitions. Guarding one's internal body and its contents includes protecting the heart from persistent sinning. Allah has encompassed all of these in His words, إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا. Hearing, sight, and hearts will all be questioned. Hearing, sight, and hearts will all be questioned. Another aspect of guarding the internal body and its contents is to protect it from the ingestion of unlawful food and drink. So there is one aspect that is halal and haram. But for a Sufi, a very important aspect is overindulgence. Indulging in food and drink, sleep, overindulgence in these matters leads one to negligence and becoming absent-minded. So have you seen that monkey got his hand on his mouth and on his ears, am I right? And then on his eyes. Don't see, don't. And there's a, what do you call it? Yeah, those monkeys are famous. When I was young, I came across them. Well, you know which monkeys I'm talking about. Why are you still sleeping? It seems like you people just woke up. How many of you did your Salatul Tasbih? And how many didn't? There's a reason why we have a Tartibia. We organize it so that you acquire maximum benefit. In some places you go and they do the etikaf. You just get one bayan, then another bayan, then another bayan, then another bayan. That's how they spend their time in etikaf. I think that's futile. The actual aim is for you to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then to include those acts of worship that will allow you in a very short period of time maximum benefit. So that's why we don't keep our sessions very long. It's just short bursts. So, you know, you don't totally burn out from just reading Quran or reading namaz. So you have a little break by sitting and listening to something that has been spoken of. And of course that should be beneficial as well. So there's a reason why, you know, we have these gatherings, and why you have your individual, and then why there are certain things that you should do, which farz namaz you're doing, your recitation of Quran you're doing, but introduce something that will be extremely beneficial in your itikaf. We don't do the Salatul Tasbih at night because time is limited in the nights. And hopefully, inshallah, that should change from next Ramadan, because the nights will be much longer. And so that is the way it's going. Each year, the days will become shorter and the nights will become longer. And then when the nights become longer, then there's more you can do at night. Be mindful of the tongue and private parts. The tongue and the private parts are two more examples of things that must be guarded from prohibitions, as it is mentioned in the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, quoted by Hakim. Whoever guards what is between his jaws and what is between his legs will enter paradise. Bukhari relates a variation from the hadith of Sahl ibn Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If an individual secures what is between his jaws and his legs, I will secure paradise for him. It is then a guarantee Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given to that individual. مَنْ يَزْمَنْ لِي Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given a guarantee. مَا بَيْنَ لَحْيَيْهِ وَمَا بَيْنَ رِجْلَيْهِ أَضْمَنْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. Another variation is quoted in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad from Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever guards what is between his jaws and his private parts will enter paradise. Allah has commanded the guarding of the private parts specifically in the Quran, commending those who do so. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّونَ مِنْ أَفْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ Say to the believers that they should lower their eyes and guard their private parts. When it comes to, why are you late? You boys upstairs, you need to be here before we even sit down. If you want to play around and you want to, then you may leave and go home. There's no need for you to stay here. وَكُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّونَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ Say to the believers that they should lower their eyes and guard their private parts. So a lot of people tend to think it's for men, don't look at a woman. But also vice versa, women shouldn't look at men. And just yesterday, I don't know, someone had it on their status. I keep looking at stuff that's going on in Gaza and Palestine. And then somebody on this, I think it was their status, or somebody sent me a clip, Allah knows, I don't remember. And so you have like the Miss World competition, the Miss Universe competition, the Miss America, Miss United Kingdom. So the Saudis are now going to hold one. It's going to be a Miss whatever, I don't know. The women are going to enter these. And so there's a blurred out picture of a woman standing with a Saudi flag. Of course, the Saudi flag has the kalima on it. And so very, very, very sad. Very sad, very sad. That things are deteriorating at a faster rate than me and you can comprehend. So when a ruler is allowing things, especially in a country that contains our Qibla, that has the murkad of the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when things like this begin to happen, it's very difficult to understand, to digest. And what are rulers like that going to say when Muslims are being persecuted and killed? And they're not, obviously they're not going to say anything. They have sold their soul to shaitan. May Allah protect us all.
Amen.
He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also says, وَالْحَافِزِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِزَاتِ أَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Men and women who guard their private parts, Allah has prepared forgiveness for them and an immense reward. Allah also says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. Those who guard their private parts except from their wives or those they own as slaves, in which case they are not blameworthy. Abu Idris al-Khawlani said, the first instruction Allah gave to Adam when he sent him down to earth was to guard his private parts and to not use it except in a lawful way. So that chapter was on be mindful of Allah. And we have completed that chapter with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it.
Amen.
Now we begin chapter 2. He will be mindful of you. Who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This means whoever guards the limits of Allah and takes care of his rights, Allah will safeguard him. Who has rights? You think you have rights? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has rights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has rights. This means whoever guards the limits of Allah and takes care of his rights, Allah will safeguard him. A reward will often resemble the deed, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَوْفُ بِأَهْدِي أُوفِي بِأَهْدِكُمْ. Honor my contract and I will honor your contract. فَذْكُرُونِي adhkurkum, remember me, I will remember you. In tansurullah yansurkum, if you help Allah, He will help you. He will protect your worldly interests. There are two ways in which Allah safeguards His slaves. Firstly, He safeguards their worldly interests, their bodies, their children, their families, and their wealth. Regarding this, Imam Ahmad, Abu Dawud, Nasa'i, and Ibn Majah report that Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would without fail recite the following supplications in the evening and the morning. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyata fi dunya wal-akhirah. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyata fi dini wa dunyaya wa ahli wa mali. اللهم استر عوراتي وآمن روعاتي اللهم احفظني من بين يدي ومن خلفي وعن يميني وعن شمالي ومن فوقي وأعوذ بعظمتك أن أغتال من تحتي. And this is a dua you should learn. If immediately you can't learn it, then at least if inshallah you have Maulana Abrar, you have Maulana Fahd, ask them for this dua. They will find it, they will send it to you, inshallah, so you can read it every morning. Translation. O Allah, I ask for your well-being in this life and the hereafter. O Allah, I ask you for pardon and well-being in my life, my religion, my family, and my wealth. O Allah, conceal my imperfections and secure my awe. Guard me from in front of me, from behind me, from my right and my left, and from above me. I seek refuge in your greatness from being deceived from beneath me. Such a wonderful dua. You should read it every day, inshallah. You will see the barakat of it. This reminds me, there are two ways in which Allah safeguards His slaves. Firstly, He safeguards their worldly interests. So, there was a brother, he's passed away now. He used to live alone. And he used to live in a flat. And he became ill or something, and there was a need for someone to call the police to enter his flat. But this brother, before becoming ill or fainting or losing consciousness, he had a pile of money. Must have been 2,000, 3,000 pounds in cash, which he had left on the table. When the police broke in and they came in, obviously they came to him, they helped him. But in all that period of time, and this money was, the cash was in an obvious place. For some reason, he may have been counting, I don't know. But it remained there and they never noticed it. They came in, they helped him, and they left as though they'd never seen that money. Obviously, when police come in and they see cash lying around, they're going to ask you, where's that money from? What's he doing here? Why have you got so much money? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected his money from the sight of those that came in. And he himself, he told me about it. And he was a good, he was a new Muslim brother, he was a revert. And he was excellent. All of us sat here, he would beat us, not physically, in his piety. So going back to the supplication, this supplication has been extracted from the words of Allah. لَهُ مُؤَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَفْخُزُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Everyone has a succession of angels in front of him and behind him, guarding him by Allah's command. Believe. You believe or not? Really? How much faith do you have in your Ayatul Kursi? When you recite Ayatul Kursi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends protectors to protect you. As an individual who is someone, they experience. So people will relate these things to me. Is very particular about reciting Ayatul Kursi after every namaz, before going to sleep, and so on, when leaving home. So one day, as he was getting ready to put his head down on the pillow, his wife had already gone to sleep. And he has a habit of just staying up a little bit, doing some tasbihat and reading and all that. And a question crossed his mind. I read Ayatul Kursi, but what happens from reading Ayatul Kursi? And he went to sleep. In the morning when he woke up, his wife said, I saw you in my dream last night. Said, what did you see? She said, I saw that there are two very big men on either side of you. There are two very big, extremely large men on either side of you that are protecting you. So, obviously when you see a dream, the etiquette of seeing a dream is that you don't relate it to anybody, you go and ask the tabir for it. The tabir was asked. And so, Ayatul Kursi has muhafiz attached to it. When you recite Ayatul Kursi, it becomes the duty of these muhafiz then to protect you. And so that question that arose in this chap's mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered it by showing the wife the answer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does that sometimes. So everyone has a succession of angels in front of him and behind him, guarding him by Allah's command. There was a lady that experienced the power of Ayatul Kursi. She used to be habitual of reciting Ayatul Kursi. On one occasion she was walking on a street and some people came to abuse her, attack her. But all of a sudden they ran away, asked, why did you run? They said, we saw these people coming out to protect this woman. But there was no one there. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala explained the verse saying, this is the verse, لَهُ مُؤَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ وَيَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. They are the angels who guard him by the command of Allah, and when fate strikes, they leave him. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, every man has two angels who guard him from what is not destined for him. If, however, fate strikes, fate what is predetermined by Allah, they leave him be. Indeed, the fate of death is fortified and strong. Mujahid said, Every slave of Allah has an angel who guards him from jinn, humans, and madness in his sleep and when he is awake. If anything approaches him, they say to it, turn back, except for those things Allah has allowed which will inevitably afflict him. So this is something very important for us to understand. Whenever somebody becomes ill or somebody is afflicted with something, it is only because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed it to happen. Otherwise nothing can touch you. Otherwise nothing can touch you. So as I was saying, was it this morning, this dua, Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma'a ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis samaa'i wa samii'ul 'aliim. Learn that, remember it, practice it, and become habitual of it. But also at the same time, Ayatul Kursi. Ayatul Kursi is an immense, I don't know if you will understand the word buff. I don't know, gamers understand the word buff. It's like a boost of internally charged strength that is given for instance, when you drink Red Bull, what happens? You all drink Red Bull, no? I don't mean with in fasting. When you don't fast, you drink Red Bull, no? They don't drink Red Bull. I don't believe you. You've never drunk it. And suppose I say, I saw you drinking Red Bull on one occasion, many years ago when you were trying to break the wall outside, and we provided Red Bull and you drank it. Courtyard. Okay, you don't drink it anymore. But there are some here who like Red Bull so much, they want to drink it all the time. So what does that do? It gives you a surge of energy. So that's what I mean. So there is a spiritual aura that is created by adhkar, by a certain ayat of the Quran-e Kareem, and in particular Ayat al-Kursi. And so when you read it, and you become habitual of reciting and reading Ayatul Kursi when you leave your home after Salah, before going to sleep, and so on, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates an aura of a protection around you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to practice this deen in its entirety.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه دعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني ودا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته وجزه عنا ما هو أهله وجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمتي وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيتك كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيتك كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات والصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله طيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله تحيات مباركات صلوات طيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله تحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وأسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار آمين. التحيات الزاكيات لله طيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات طيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني آمين. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزكاة لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله التحيات طيبات الصلوات الزكاة لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمد عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه